My heart skips eight beats at once. If we were meant to be, we would have been by now. See what you wanna see, but all I see is him right now. Watch my heart burn with the fire that you started in me, but I'll never let you back to put it out.
Hey guys, this is Velvet Elephant here. Happy Monday. Hope it's going well for everyone. It's a little bit rainy outside, but we're cozy and warm in here. That was LSD. They're pretty cool. It's Diplo, Sia, and Labyrinth. And I think it's a new trio, so...
I'm really liking it.
Yeah, I liked it too.
Also, I have to correct you because it is Velvet Ellie now. We spent a lot of time and energy into this rebranding, so...
Truth.
Let's just clarify it to our listeners, you know?
Yeah, totally. And that was Thundercloud, so pretty fitting for today, honestly.
It is fitting, although there was some sunny showers today, which I loved. I was in micro. Shout out to all the micro kids who just got a great bump in their curve.
Oh, yeah.
It's always fun to hear.
Gotta love that. Anyways, up next is Happy Now, so feeling some good vibes today. Here we go. And also, this is 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
The sun goes down. We're afraid to admit it, but I know you know that we should have known better, but kept on trying it. And it's time that we see it, the fire's dying out. Can't believe that I see this, we're out of chances now. And I just want you to know that you and me, it was good.
This is Power Over Me, one of our favorites, Dermot Kennedy.
Dermot! We love you!
I wanna be king in your story. I wanna know who you are. I want your heart to be for me. Oh, I want you to sing to me softly, cause then I might run in the dark. That's all that love ever taught me. Oh, I call and I'll rush out. Mm-hmm. Oh,
breath now. You got that power over me. Remember the lake and the moonlight. Remember you shivered and shone. I'll never forget what you looked like on that night. But I know that time is gonna take me. I know that day's gonna come. I just want the devil to hate me. Oh, I call and I'll rush out. All out of breath now. You got that power. Knows you well. That lesson of love, all that it was, I need you to see. You got that power over me. My mind, everything I hold dear resides in those eyes. You got that power over me. My mind, the only one I know, the only one on my mind. You got that power over.
What up?
How are you? It's been so long.
We miss you guys.
I know. Oh, I was talking to you, actually.
Oh.
I think we might have some listeners out there. Michelle Song, if you hear this, send me a message. If you don't send me the message, I'll know that you're a big fat liar, and that's okay.
Michelle, send us some song recs.
I know. Oh, call in. Guys, anyone who's listening, call in. Velvet Ellie, 855-915-9636. Jen will try to answer the phone, although it's been 2 years and she still hasn't mastered it.
I make no promises on that one, frankly.
It happens. It happens. Ooh, we got a caller in coming from my phone. Can we put her on air?
Yeah.
Let's see if this works. Hello?
Hello. How are you?
Good. You're actually on air with Velvet Elephant right now.
Oh, no.
Yes,
oh, yes. You are. Somebody's really excited.
Yeah, that's wow. Do you want to introduce yourself? And then I'll hang up on you kind of abruptly, so don't be offended.
Well, I'm Claire, and I'm Kendall's biggie her. I'm her mother.
You're what?
She's the larger version of me, is what she's trying to say.
I realized you being my mini me didn't translate well to a whole bunch of people.
You're Biggie Smalls.
Like me.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, Mom, I'll call you back later.
Gee, what are you playing? What's the next song? I'll introduce the next song.
Ooh,
yeah,
good
you
idea.
Tell us.
Okay, what's the next song?
It's not living if it's not with you. By who? By the 1975.
Okay,
It's not living if I'm not with you?
If it's not with you.
That was perfectly done. All right, thanks,
Nailed
Mom.
It. Bye, Claire.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. Okay, bye.
All right. And here it is.
Oh,
Cool. That was romantic, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Confusing title a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about the titles that have the parentheses. I'm kind of like, pick one.
It's just,
you know,
so long, too. It's like, I can't even type that in.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I could type it in because I'm doing Spinatron, and I did it successfully. So yay me. Pat on the back.
Good job.
Thanks.
So any costumes?
Any costume?
Thursday?
I was Bruce Springsteen, and by me being Bruce Springsteen was really just wearing his concert tee.
Yeah,
that wasn't
so
even mine.
You were really a fangirl. You weren't really Bruce Springsteen.
I know, but it just felt like it was going to be too much to explain if I went through the whole,
yeah,
you know,
I get it,
gamut of it.
Mm-hmm.
What were you?
I was Cher from Clueless.
Should we expose you on the air for the illegal thing you did or are going to do?
No.
Yeah, Jenna bought a costume, is going to return it.
You're allowed to do that. It's
not.
Definitely not illegal.
You did it in a group of three, so I feel like you all got equal amounts of the guilt. So it's not all on you. You know, you share it. That's why if you rob a bank, rob a bank with a group of five people, you only get a fifth of the guilt.
You're definitely more That's likely to get caught then.
You're probably right about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good thought, though, I guess.
Happens like that, you know?
It's just like, when are you going to use a Cher costume again?
I don't know.
LMK. Also, the material, horrible.
It was horrible. And I looked at it because I was like, maybe I should just keep it because I don't hate a yellow plaid skirt.
I know.
It's not a horrible skirt in general, but
I know.
It was a bad material.
It's a bummer, but it was a fun costume, so.
What do you mean on Tuesday, which is, I'm debatably the real Halloween going out night.
I'm ready to get like gory, you know? Like I want some blood on my face. I'm thinking maybe like, what's it called? Like the bride that's Blood Bride? I don't know.
You could be Carrie from the movie Carrie.
We'll
Prom
see.
Dress, some fake blood. It might be nice.
Yeah, could be cool. What about you?
I have no clue. I think it's going to be a wing it type of situation. I'm very excited for actual Halloween, which is Wednesday. I'm expecting all of the trick-or-treaters to come to our house. You think they will?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so exciting.
Should we make an announcement to all the parents listening? 13 Upland Road, which is, that is not where we live. I did not just give out our address on air. I don't know what's going to be going on that place since I don't know. I don't know who lives there. Anyways.
TUBD
okay, like
will be
listening.
There, so watch
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah.
This is Call Me Back from Young the Giant. Here we go. New album. Love it.
Just a boy by the phone, by the phone. My head was stuck in the clouds, feet would not touch the ground. You didn't have to leave that way, didn't have to leave that way. Cause I was just a boy by the phone, by the phone. I've been holding on to all your promises. Why'd you tell me you were on your way back? I've been waiting so long, days have come and they have gone. Don't leave me hanging. Call me back, call me back, call me back, call me back. Baby, call me back, call me back, call me back, call me back. I've been waiting by the phone, love. I've been waiting by the phone.
This is Under Pressure, Oldie But Goodie, redone, Go Shawn Mendes.
Ba-ba-ba, 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 ba-ba-ba pressure. Pressure.
Cool. Up next is Trust My Lonely by Alessia Cara.
I made the mistake of writing your name on my heart, 'cause you cut loose so. But it was too late, you left me stained, called it art. Do you crave control? I've been your doubt that you poke for fun too long, so you should go. Don't look back, I won't come back, can't do that no more. Go get your praise from someone else. You did a number on my health. My world is brighter by itself, and I can do better, do better. You and I were swaying on the ropes. I found my footing on my own. I mean, okay, I'm good as gold, and I can do better, do better. Hello. Hello. You once, but it made me dumb. Now I'm seeing it way too clear. You hurt me numb, and for that I've run out of time to have pain to feel. I've been your game, just taking the blame too long. Yet I'm out of here. Don't look back, I won't come back. Can't do that no more. Go get your praise from someone else. You did a number on my head.
We'd like to congratulate our fellow Boston Red Sox. So proud of them. Woo!
Sports! I love them. Sports. I know everything about them. Ah!
Yeah, truth. Don't love baseball. Don't even like it.
Hey, you can't say you don't like it after congratulating them. Cut that out. Cut that out.
I'm happy for them. I just still don't like baseball.
It's true. The Boston pride does overwhelm everything.
Yeah. You know? Totally. Go Pats. Go Red Sox. Go Bruins.
Oh, other sports teams.
Yeah.
Cool. Nice. Or is there a fair somewhere? I don't know if fair is the right word.
I know, because they had that huge like parade after the Patriots
won. Parade. Thank you. That's what I was looking for. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. I think we didn't have school either, which was really fun.
I don't think that's true.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. It's not like a national holiday, but it should be. Maybe.
It could be.
It
yeah.
could be. It could be.
Okay, next up is Brother by Codaline.
Good one. It's a good one.
When we were young, we were the ones, the kings and queens. Oh yeah, we ruled the world. We smoked cigarettes, man, no regrets. Wish I could relive every single word. We've taken different paths and traveled different roads.
Next up is LA song, Law song, not really sure. This is Lewis Watson.
My own. You're everything. Everything was stolen, now everything is gone. Everything is gone, everything is gone. Everything is gone, everything is gone. Why did everything change? Everything was ours, everything was stolen. Now everything is gone, everything is gone. Everything is gone, everything is gone. Everything is gone, everything is gone. Everything that I hoped for, so I gave you my all. Yeah, everything that I prayed for, but you stole. I've been washed away with everything I've ever known.
All right, guys, we're back with a PSA of the day. I chose this one because it has some really big, scary numbers, and I'm trying to challenge myself, become a better person. So here we go. By the way, there is a world map on this, and Florida is circled, and it says Florida is a myth. Sad. And that is where Jenny's from.
False.
False? I don't know, Jen. Are you real? Or am I in the studio alone?
We'll never know, I guess.
I know. Okay. Numbers to think about: worldwide prison populations. The United States has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, hard word, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the United States at a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is four times more populous than the United States, is a distant second, with 1.51 million people in prison, a rate of 117 per 100,000, while Russia has the second highest rate, 606 per 100,000, for a total of 865,000 prisoners.
Whoa, that's some statistics right there.
Isn't that hard?
Yeah.
There's a lot of words, there's a lot of numbers. I got a little bit overwhelmed.
Econ minor.
I know. Well, yeah.
All right, this is Kane. Here we go.
Hello, 29 Chetwin.
Thanks for listening, dudes.
Wait, can we play a game?
Yeah.
Can we bet live on air? Like, can I bet you something?
Totally, if you want.
Should we please bet on what they're having for dinner? I feel like this is a fun game for us.
Chicken?
I'm gonna say sushi.
Oh.
I feel like it's a staple in their household, I feel.
I feel like it might be like a home cooked like chicken and rice kind of night, you know?
Okay. You're saying chicken and rice, I'm saying sushi. There's $5 on it, so
what?
Yes.
I'll do three.
Okay.
Fine.
Do you wanna just do a coffee? That way it's not really
bad. That's fine.
Might be more legal, I don't know.
Yeah.
You guys know our numbers. Send us a text. Who's right? There's a coffee on it. So these are some big things we're talking about, you know?
Good stuff. Yeah.
Good stuff. What song is this, Jenna?
This is Gold Rush. Death Cab for Cutie. Love them. They might have faded out, but they're back.
I was going to say, ooh, okay, wait. We got a response we have to share. All right. And I owe Jenny a coffee. It is chicken. And Madison is eating tempeh.
I'm so good, guys. I was doubting myself for a second, but there you go.
Yeah, all right, you're right.
All right, enjoy.
All right, guys, we're back, and I understand how gambling problems develop because I'm buzzing, even though I lost a coffee.
Double or nothing? Here we go.
It is double or nothing. The topic now, and we're doing this really just because the artist we're about to reference is a huge part of our friend group, Bo Burnham, big fan of him. Still haven't seen 8th Grade. It's been out for about 3 months, maybe 5 months. So obviously not a true fan.
Yeah.
All right, the game is Aaron and Madison are going to pick a Bo Burnham song. And we're placing two coffees for a total of three coffees if I lose?
I think yes.
Okay. I'm going to go first because I feel like I should just get the advantage in this case.
Sure.
So, guys, if you're listening, pick your song now. All right. And my guess is pandering.
What? That was mine.
It's a classic. I hope I got it
right.
I
don't even know any other ones.
Well, honestly, another good one, which I would suggest for you, I don't know if I'm allowed to do this, the Kanye one.
Okay, I'm going to do the Kanye one then.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be back with the
evidence. We'll update you guys.
Also, this is Truly Madly Deeply by Yoko Lore. I want to love you forever. All right, guys, so we both won.
I just feel like that can't happen, and she hashtagged pandering in the group chat, so I feel like that's about right, you know?
I'm going to take the win also, so.
Okay. Well, we have a guest to introduce. Get your butt over here. All right. Do you want to say hi?
My stomach's growling.
Oh, that can be cool.
Hi.
This is Catherine Carr, sophomore here at Tufts University. How's your day?
Pretty good.
Good. Love to hear it.
Good. And I think I'm signing off. So this is Jenny Dubb signing off.
I think Velvet Ellie is signing off a little bit early just due to classes, but
it was fun though.
It's fun. I'm out 3 coffees. It's fine. You know, it's all good. Oh, all right. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Velvet Ellie saying, have a great night, guys.
And I will enjoy that coffee.
Those coffees. You have so many coming. It's fine.
All right. Have a great rest of your Monday, guys, and we'll see you next week.
on trial for doing the same. I got a beautiful smile to cover the shame, and the whole damn world's completely insane. I spend my days at my stupid job, and I spend my nights at the boring bars, and I spend my life with the lover that I hate. I give my hate to everyone that I love.
Hi, we are Jetpacks for Sale,
and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.